have come along today to Pateley Bridge, and it's a beautiful, beautiful town. But today on the Food and Drink Show, we are investigating Parkview Stores. I'm here with three people. I'm here with Katie, Helen and Kevin. Hello, all of you.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Now, we'll come to you first, Katie. What is Parkview Stores all about? How long has it been going? And tell us about this family business.
Parkview Stores is established in 1981. We have been trading in the Yorkshire Dales for 36 years now.
There's three generations of you as well, isn't there?
Yep, three generations. I've got my dad, my mum, my auntie, grandma and granddad.
Oh, so, big team going
yeah,
there.
Big team.
And we'll go over to your dad, Katie. Hello, Kevin.
Hello there.
Tell us whereabouts you are in Pateley Bridge for people who might not be familiar with your location.
Well, if you come down the high street, go over the River Nid, over the bridge, and we're just past the recreation centre on the right-hand side, adjacent to the petrol station, just at the bottom of Greenough Hill.
And you're split into two venues, so shall we go and explore your top five picks of Pateley Bridge's Parkview stores? Are you ready to take me around?
We are, yep.
Okay, where's the first place we're going to?
We're going to the bakery.
Okay. Number one, Parkview Stores, is the bakery. Off we go. What happens in here? Obviously a bit of baking, but what's going on?
What's going on? Predominantly, yeah, we've got a bread production that occurs through the night, and then...
So you have people who are here at night time baking?
It's not far off 24 hours, because we do a lot of wholesale deliveries, so the bread needs to be ready to be packed. So it can be shipped out to...
So it's not just here that you're selling your bread, it's going all over the place as well?
It's, yeah, pretty much just to the outskirts of Harrogate, Sawley, Grassington, you know, sort of a good 10-mile sort of radius, really.
And what would be some of the favourite things that people buy from your bakery? What's your top loaf?
Top loaf? Currently, I think it's like the chia or multi-seed loaf. The chia is, it's sort of full of... Omega-3 protein, fibres and antioxidants. They're all the fashion nowadays for people.
Health kick bread.
Yeah, if you can get that, yeah. Yeah, plenty of butter on it as well.
So number one was the bakery. Number two, Katie, you can tell us about number two?
Yorkshire Flapjack.
Whereabouts are we going to have a talk about that?
We'll go where we cut all the flapjack up.
Okay.
So we have just rebranded our flapjack as Yorkshire Flapjack.
It looks absolutely delicious. There's somebody here doing a lot of slicing and packing. Slicing. What's your name?
Vivian.
And Vivian, have you tried this flapjack before?
Every piece of it.
It looks absolutely delicious. I don't know how you wouldn't be able to sample it.
There's some there that you may try.
Oh, go on then, I'll have a little try in a bit. Katie, you've got so many flavours as well.
Yeah.
It's not just as you do flapjack.
Yeah, we have the plain, fruit, cranberry, cherry and almond, honey and nut and chocolate.
And what's the reviews been like?
Really good. We've had really good response on all the flavours. We do the sharing slabs now.
Ah, sharing,
yeah.
possibly, or you could just keep them.
Yeah, we've got all our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook on the Yorkshire Flapjack now.
Okay.
So we're just really trying to push it out there.
That's going to be torture. It's already torture when I look through my Instagram feed. Don't add some flapjack in there. I'm going to be so hungry. So number two was your Yorkshire flapjack.
Yeah.
Where should we go for number three?
We'll go to the lunchtime...
the lunchtime department?
That's the one. That's the one, yes.
Okay. Off we go then. So I try to observe the rule of I'm not allowed to eat lunch before midday, but sometimes it takes over 11:30 in the morning and I'm absolutely ready for lunch. Is lunchtime a busy time for you here at Parkview Stores?
Yes, it is. It's very hectic. Well, it leads up to lunch from about 10 o'clock, really. People wanting bacon sandwiches and the builders come in, you know, and I suppose they're going out to work, getting their pack out ready, sausage rolls, pasties and the likes out, paninis, burger and chips, anything like that.
What do you think the top sandwich pick is?
Ooh, definitely the Hab salad. We get all our meats from Kendall's Butchers just over their bridge.
So it's going both ways actually, isn't it? You're supplying other local places with your baked goods,
yeah.
And you're also using meat from other local suppliers.
Yeah.
It's definitely a team Pateley here.
Definitely team Pateley. No.
Right, well I'll put my lunch order in very shortly. Number three, lunchtime at Parkview Stores. Where should we go for number four?
We'll go to the greengrocery and deli section.
So that is when we need to head out of this store and head up the road, because Parkview Stores is actually split up into two. Has it always been two, Katie, or did it expand?
No, it's always been two stores, where the bakery is near the fuel station and the deli store is just up the street.
So number four then, you have recently upped your stock of gluten-free products. Why is that something that you've done? Why has you decided Parkview Stores needs to have more of that?
People come into the store and it's increasingly getting asked, what gluten-free range do you do? So we've just responded to that really, and we've got crackers, we've got chips, all the pastas and noodles, granola. So yeah, it's just a store really where if you come in and ask for something, we will try our best to source it.
Yeah, very adaptable to your local area. So number four is taking care of people with a variety of dietary requirements. Number five then, this is probably the one I'm most giddy for, is cheese. Kevin, tell me all about your cheese.
Yeah, cheese. We stock quite a wide range of local, continental cheeses. Very popular, like the likes of the Yorkshire Blue, Harrogate Blue, Wensleydale, traditional Wensleydale. International cheeses like Cambazola, Gorgonzola, local goat's cheeses.
Are you a fan of cheese, Kevin?
I love cheese.
Yeah, me too. Fantastic. So we have their top five picks for Parkview Stores. We have the bakery, we have Yorkshire Flapjack, we have lunchtime, there's a massive lunchtime menu, we've got catering for people with dietary requirements, and we've got cheese. Just remind us then, Kevin, if people want to come and find out more about Parkview Stores, remind us whereabouts you are and how people can find out a bit more.
Yeah, we're actually in Bridgehouse Gate, which is just adjacent to Paley Bridge, as in over the bridge, against the petrol station near the recreation ground. We're just on the right there, just below, at the bottom of Greenow Hill, for all those cyclists.
Oh, so, I've heard bad things about that hill.
Yes, it's vicious.
I'd rather drive a car with four wheels than cycle with two. Well, all of you, thank you very much. People can have a look online as well, strayfm.com. We'll put lots of links across to Parkview Stores as well. Thank you.